with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Ellie Dove. Pickens County Board of Health officials yesterday laid out plans to simplify language and rules about masks and gatherings. Alex Hager reports it's the latest in a string of efforts to increase compliance.
The new measures are basically designed to cut out excuses for not wearing a mask. The old rule said masks weren't required if you were only in contact with a stranger for less than 10 minutes. Under new proposals, the length of time doesn't matter. You'll always have to wear a mask within 6 feet of someone not in your family. This comes on the heels of a statewide order requiring masks in any indoor public space, and a City of Aspen plan to require masks throughout the downtown core, even outside. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
In response to the Trump administration's plan to send federal agents to Albuquerque and other U.S. cities, Wall of Moms groups are now popping up all over the country. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports.
After President Trump announced the plan, local activists started a Facebook group called Wall of Moms Albuquerque. In less than 48 hours, they had more than 2,800 members. They were inspired by a Portland moms group that's been standing between law enforcement and Black Lives Matter protesters for the past few days. Gia Gilk is a mom of three and a teacher in Albuquerque. She believes there's power in a police officer coming face to face with moms.
He's gonna see his mama or his aunt. And I'm going to smile at him, or I'm going to give him my best mom look, and we're going to have an understanding.
Gilk says the group will only go to protests when asked by leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement, and emphasizes that the moms don't speak for people of color. Local Wall of Moms groups are following Portland's lead in many cities, from Denver to Seattle to Chicago. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
A Colorado lawmaker is asking President Trump to send federal law enforcement officers to Denver in response to recent reports of violence and vandalism. Republican Representative Dave Williams says Governor Jared Polis has, quote, allowed criminals to vandalize, deface, and destroy the Capitol grounds, as well as the surrounding public and private property near it. At a news conference earlier this week, Polis said he did not see the need for any federal intervention.
Obviously, I share the concern that many have that any federal actions are fully accountable, fully transparent, and consistent with our rights as individuals.
On Wednesday, President Trump said he is sending federal officers to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Chicago in response to an uptick in crime in those cities. Congress has passed a major conservation bill that includes billions of dollars to help maintain the nation's national parks. Scott Franz has more on what it means for Colorado.
Colorado's national parks and monuments had nearly $2 billion worth of maintenance requests 2 years ago. Mesa Verde and Rocky Mountain National Parks had the most expensive needs. The bill will make more than $9 billion available over the next 5 years to fix roads and buildings in parks nationwide. Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner was a lead sponsor of the measure, which he says will create thousands of jobs in Colorado.
The Great American Outdoors Act is the most significant and historic conservation accomplishment in over 50 years.
Gardner released new ads this week touting his work on the bill. President Trump is expected to sign it. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Representative Scott Tipton was one of dozens of Republicans in the U.S. House who voted with Democrats Wednesday to remove Confederate statues from the U.S. Capitol. Colorado's other members of Congress voted along party lines. The bill would also remove a bust of the former U.S. Supreme Court justice who wrote the Dred Scott decision, which said people of African ancestry couldn't claim U.S. citizenship and was nullified after the Civil War. The bill faces opposition from Republican leaders in the Senate, according to the Washington Post. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.